you know, yeah, all these people saying, oh, you know, you can't write, you know, you're not going to be able to write a fictional novel, or your memoir won't do good, or you're not going to be an actor, you're just the rapper guy, or blah blah blah. Now at this phase of my life, those things, like, I don't hear that. I mean, I acknowledge it. I know. I mean, I'm a human being. Sometimes it hurts to hear it, but I've gone through it my whole life, being told what I can or can't do, not only personally but then professionally. You'll never be a rapper, you'll never sell out the Garden, you'll never this, you'll never that, and knowing that every single thing that is, you know, I've been told that I couldn't do, I actually achieved it. And so as a man, you know, at 30 and stepping back and realizing my worth as a human being, now stepping into this next realm, this next chapter of creativity, I know I can. And for me, that's what this book is. That's what this conversation is. It's letting people know, like, dude, you can do it. Because at the end of the day, I just feel like we're all kids. Like, everyone's like, you know, first graders with nuclear codes as adults. It's weird. And when I look at, you know, other people, when they tell me their dreams and their ambitions and all this, I see this child inside of them that is pure and excited, and I root for that person, because the child in me has been stepped on and kicked, but is still standing. So moving into this next chapter, I think the biggest thing, even though it's hard, even though my own voice goes, you can't do it, you're a fraud, there, everyone's gonna know, I still say, yes, you can. You know, you can do this. I just found out recently I have cervical dystonia. Do you know what this is?
I've only heard about it through you.
Well, yeah. So it's a neurological disorder, which basically either can cause a person's head to turn in one direction, and it's kind of stuck in that direction unless they use like a sensory tick. And for me, I have a tremor, a head tremor, and it goes in a no motion, and I cannot control it, and it causes me a lot of pain. I guess for me, when it comes to these endeavors of acting and writing scripts and all this stuff, the thing that rips me from this, the fear that I have, is that I can't control my head from shaking. And so for the last 2 years, I haven't written anything. I haven't really sat at a table the way that I like to sit at a table normally, without my head doing this, which is shaking back and forth, which causes me extreme emotional pain. Which also stems from the fact that when I was a young boy, I would see the elderly shaking, and it freaked me out. It scared me so bad. And then now I'm dealing with this thing. I think it's crazy that, you know, as we're having a conversation and you're talking to me, I'm doing everything that I can to listen to you while also wondering, are your viewers watching my head shake and wondering why? Do they think I'm nervous? Do they think I'm weird? Is it weird that I'm sitting on a couch at a certain angle and turning my head while trying to hold this and put my arm back here to look as normal as this is the in my head? And I wish all I had to worry about was the creative aspect of it. Now, here's the funny part. There's always going to be some. Back in the basement, I was broke. With my mom, you know, and what I was going through, I was on welfare and food stamps, and, you know, my stepdad slitting his Achilles heel open and bleeding profusely all over the kitchen floor while my mom was hauled off by the cops, or when she was in a psych ward and I was all alone with my sisters. There's always something. And so part of the reason that I bring this up is to say, like, there's always going to be something in our lives. There's always going to be something that isn't right. But we can't let it stop us from doing what we love. So many people have underlying things that they deal with personally that nobody else would know. And it's torture, man. It scares me. It scares me. What if I've given this to my son? What if it becomes extremely debilitating and I become a burden to my wife and my family? But at the same time, YOLO. I have to focus on the present. I have to look back on what I wish I could have been focusing on in the basement. What I have right now is my health. I am able to sit and have a conversation, and most people don't really notice it. And I will be damned if I allow it to stop me from from writing or doing these things just because it's like someone's poking you 24/7. You got to live with it. Adaptation. It's one of our, you know, mankind's greatest features, I believe. So, you know, I had so many people telling me what I was or what I wasn't, or that I was trying to be this or that I was trying to be that. And I was just always just trying to be myself, you know. Sure, I've tried to rap like Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole because I think that they rap really cool. So maybe I'll try a cadence like them. I wasn't trying to be them. You know what I mean? But you could say the same thing for Tribe Called Quest, for, you know, Nas and Jay-Z and Kanye West. Like, these are guys that I look up to. And for me, it's funny that if you're in a, not to go on another tangent, but you can't be a fan of a contemporary artist. Like, it's just, no. It's, in a way, they're your enemy, but they're your brother. They're your competition, but they're, and it's like, no, dude, if Kendrick Lamar has a really cool beat, I'm going to be like, six, let's make a beat like that. And I want to do it in a completely different way. Realizing that that's okay. Like all these imaginary blurred lines on what you can't, all these rules that are just made up, you know, it's like, I'm that child inside drawing and painting and making the sky orange or whatever, you know, painting the sky orange. And so with that, looking in the mirror now older, I've realized everyone's full of shit. Nobody knows what they're talking about. I don't know. Why am I worried about this? Like, my son is beautiful. My wife is amazing. My life is amazing. I'm just a guy who writes words down and sometimes raps them or sings them or acts them out in a scene. And some people literally hate me for it. And some people like me for it. A majority of the people on this planet have no idea who I am. So what? Before honestly really moving on to anything else in your life as far as any passion. So if we're talking about music, let's use that as an example. But at the end of the day, we're talking about creativity. We're talking about life. We're talking about dreams and goals, right? So utterly commit yourself to this one thing before moving on. So I've been doing music for 17 years. And it's only now that I am moving on to film. And different things like that while still doing music because I love it because I'm an addict. And what I would say is like, make it your everything. And I'm still a student. I think I know a lot about hip hop and music in general, but it's like, dude, I'm still learning all the time. Ask questions because it is better to ask a question and learn something. Everything, like literally make it your everything. I would wake up and think of raps and ideas. I would wake up and record. I mean, there was a point in time when I was doing 5 songs a day minimum. Whoa. Minimum 5 songs a day. No matter what I do, it's always never good enough in the eyes of not necessarily just hip hop, but entertainment in general. You know what I mean? It's not good enough. You're going to, okay, you got a couple of followers on Twitter, but you can't do a show, and then you do a show. Okay, yeah, 50 people showed up, but 500 people didn't show up, and then 500 people show up, and then 5,000 people, and then 25,000 people, and then it's like, okay, yeah, but you ain't got no album, you know, it's okay, but the album's not platinum, okay, and that starts to ingrain into your head, and it's not just just music, I mean, it's life, right? It's like, okay, you have no high school diploma, and then you get high school. Yeah, but you didn't go to college, and you go to college. Yeah, but you don't have your master's, and you get your master's. And then before you know it, you're like 80 years old, and you don't even live your life. You know what I mean? And I think I'm really lucky to have discovered that at a young age, you know, because 31 is young, but I my life is a lot just slower now. Because I've been able to look back while creating this book and realize that basically the goals I had as a young man and a musician and a creative person were bull. So look, even though they were real and they make sense, you know, like, okay, I want to put out an album. I want to sell a certain amount my first week or do this or do that. It was just this hamster wheel that never stopped. And I think I just feel like that's very unhealthy. I never once patted myself on the back or said good job.